This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that there is no greater tool than democracy for building an inclusive society. Addressing the special session of the National Assembly of Parliament of Guyana, Mr. Modi said that the strongest mantra before the world to move forward is democracy first, humanity first. He said democracy is in our DNA, in our vision and in our conduct. Prime Minister Modi said during crisis in any country, around the world, India's sincere effort is to be the first responder and reach out to the help. He said India has never moved forward with an expansionist mindset. He said today India stands in favour of global development and peace in every way. Mr. Modi said with this spirit today India has also become the voice of the global south. Prime Minister Modi said today the world is facing numerous challenges including terrorism, drug trafficking and cybercrime. He emphasised that we all must confront these issues collectively to shape a better future for the coming generations. Prime Minister Modi said the bond between India and Guyana is special. He said around 180 years ago, an Indian had first come to Guyana and since then, India and Guyana have always been close to each other. He said the Indian arrival monument in Guyana is a symbol of this closeness. Mr. Modi said Guyana has given him the highest honour and for this he thanked all citizens of Guyana. Mr. Modi invited Guyanese parliamentarians to visit India. Prime Minister Modi was the first Indian Prime Minister to address the special session of the Parliament which was convened by Speaker Mansoor Nadir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at his statue in the historic Promenade Gardens in Georgetown, Guyana. Mr. Modi recalled Bapu's eternal values of peace and non-violence which continue to guide humanity. He also paid floral tribute at the Arya Samaj Monument. Prime Minister Modi also visited the Indian Arrival Monument at Monument Gardens in Georgetown. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also visited the Saraswati Vidya Niketan School in Guyana. Secretary, Eastern Ministry of External Affairs, Jaideep Mazumdar has stated that after 56 years, an Indian Prime Minister has visited Guyana, therefore the visit holds great significance. Briefing the media in Georgetown, Mazumdar highlighted the growing importance of India-Guyana relations over the past year and a half, marked by several high-level meetings. He noted that Prime Minister Modi's current visit sets the stage for a broader and deeper relationship between the two countries. During the discussions, Prime Minister Modi and Guyanese President Dr. Irfan Ali covered the full range of India-Guyana relations. 10 agreements were signed addressing areas such as hydrocarbons, energy, health, pharmaceuticals, agriculture, digital cooperation, culture and defence and security studies. Mr. Mazumdar also mentioned that during the India-CARICOM summit, leaders of CARICOM nations expressed appreciation for India's support during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. India had donated vaccines and provided other medical assistance. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that by 2030, the country will have a 1,000-gigawatt grid connected through the length and breadth of the country. Addressing the UK-India Technology Futures Conference in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said that India is the best place in the world to provide sustainable infrastructure to the digital world. Mr. Goyal added that India provides a huge potential to the United Kingdom for collaboration and investment in technology due to the advantages it has like trained manpower, robust legal system and an advanced technological ecosystem. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal said that it is our duty to make clean family entertainment reach all sections of society. Addressing the media after the launch of National Broadcaster, Prasar Bharati's OTT platform Waves, Mr. Sehgal informed, the platform will feature all the archival material of Doordarshan programs that people have grown up watching. He also said that regional cultural programs focusing on the history and rich cultural heritage of the country have also been brought to the platform. The opening cricket test match of the much-awaited Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and hosts Australia is set to begin today at Optus Stadium in Perth. The match will start at 7:50 a.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.